morning, Florence.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Did I get your name right? I'm always zipping.
Oh, yes, you are quite close.
That's good, that's good. Okay, will you just tell the listeners, we give them a reminder about what Christian Aid is all about?
Sure. Christian Aid, we're an international aid agency. We work in about 50 countries, well, nearly 50 countries, some of the poorest countries in the world. We're based in Ireland. Christian Aid Ireland is based in Ireland. And we were started by churches in Ireland. Some of our member churches would include Church of Ireland, the Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church, Methodist Church. That's where we get our name from, is because the churches in Ireland wanted to have a particular branch or organization that handled international aid and got the money and took it to where people needed it. So that's how we started over 60 years ago. And today, we work, as I mentioned, in about 50 countries, in some of the poorest countries in the world. We do emergencies work, we do aid work, we do education work, but we also do campaigning and lobbying, because we believe that it's one thing to provide aid and one thing to provide money, but we also have to address the issues that make people poor. So you will find us campaigning about stuff like trade aid, and we'll campaign about climate change, and we'll campaign about tax justice, and we'll campaign about inequality and gender and all those issues that our partners on the ground are saying, if we do not deal with these particular issues, people will stay poor, and for years on they will need aid from countries like Ireland. So we do aid work, we do emergencies work, and we also do campaigning work.
Okay, now what you're working on now at the moment is this terrible thing that's happening in the Philippines, and
yes,
the government have announced an additional 1.6 million in aid to the victims of Typhoon Haiyan, and Christian Aid will receive 500,000. So how will Christian Aid distribute this money, or what aid will you provide with this money?
The 500,000 that we have received from Irish Aid, thankfully, is going to go to our partners who are already on the ground, and they are going to use the money to reach about 40,000 people. That is 8,000 households. And your listeners will know, it's been all over the news. You know, the typhoon hit and on the 8th of November, and it just desolated villages and flattened homes. So there are millions of people who are homeless. At the moment, the official number of people who are homeless is 4.4 million. And the number of people who have been affected altogether is about 13 million. So the money that we've got from Irish Aid in particular is going to go towards about 40,000 people, giving them stuff like tents or tarpaulins and getting them food, getting them water, getting them blankets, getting them a pot, you know, to be able to cook.
Yeah.
So the stuff that they need at the moment is very basic, because these people have lost everything. They survived the typhoon, and right now they're looking at flat ground, no houses, no schools, no hospitals, and are just finding that if you hand them a tent and a blanket and a mattress and plates, you know, and saucepans, they can go and find a spot and actually set up home, temporary home.
Okay, and health-wise, how are people doing in other emergencies? There is danger of disease and all this. Is this going to happen in the Philippines, Florence?
Well, all of the organizations that are working are working actively to ensure that this doesn't happen. But, you know, yourself, you can't guarantee that it definitely won't. What is happening at the moment is, with cases like, for instance, access to clean water is a main issue. And you find that if you can't get people clean water, then we have to get them purification tablets. So people are getting purification tablets to put into water that, unfortunately, is not clean, but at least it will clean the particulars in it that will make people sick. In addition to that, in an emergency, as you say yourself, you know, everybody getting into this spot that is flat ground, and they have their camps there, there are always sanitary issues. you know, so people who are living there are being given medical kits and sanitary kits to try and minimize the spread of diseases. But one of the other challenges that the people are facing where the Philippines typhoon hit was a lot of the hospitals are non-functional at the moment. So anybody who is getting sick in the areas that were worst hit are struggling to get medical attention.
Okay. And are there problems getting aid into the Philippines?
At the moment, it's now 2 weeks on, aid is getting through to people. The typhoon hit, when it hit, it destroyed bridges, it destroyed roads, it flooded towns and villages. And yes, especially initially, the challenge and the hurdle of trying to get aid to people was nearly insurmountable. But at the moment, aid is reaching people. I mean, our partners are reporting back, getting people who are in remote areas. There are still people who haven't been reached, but the movement is picking up. And, you know, aid is getting through all the organizations, the UN, the international organizations like ourselves, Christian Aid and other Irish aid organizations are reporting that they're being able to get aid to people who really need it.
Okay, now it's very welcome, the additional 1.6 million and the 500,000 that Christian Aid Ireland have. But there's still money needed, and you're making an appeal to the people of Ireland.
We are making an appeal to people of Ireland, especially as the weeks are coming on and the months are coming on. John, if you think about it, the typhoon hit Central Philippines on the 8th, and anybody who's been watching television or seeing the papers, the destruction and the devastation is quite obvious. As we mentioned, there are 4.4 million people who are homeless. I mean, that is the population of Ireland. And you have 13 million people who are affected. And the process of rebuilding is not going to take a month. It's not going to take 2 months, 3 months. This is going to be a long process of rebuilding people's homes, you know, schools and hospitals. And the Philippines is a poor country. So we are asking people. We've had great response to our appeal, and we are grateful to people who have already donated. But we're also asking people to please keep the Philippines in your minds, and if you're in a position to donate, please do donate. If you want to donate to Christian Aid, you can donate at christianaid.ie, or you can call the office at 611-0801. But we are just encouraging people to keep the Philippines in mind, and if people are in position to donate, so please do so.
Okay, now we spoke out in the office there about our different interviews you were doing this week, and it was brought up in conversation. Are people going to look at the Philippines and say to themselves, well, there are so many agencies who are asking for donations for the Philippines and getting them. Is there a danger that people might say, well, they're getting enough, I'll give to somebody else? And if that attitude isn't taken, is there a danger that other local charities might suffer?
I am hoping not. I personally find that charity and response to charity appeals is very personal, that people find, you know, that whatever has happened in their life, whatever information has been received by them, they will support a particular charity. You'll find mostly like cancer, people have been affected by cancer directly or indirectly, they will support charities that are battling cancer, and it won't leave their minds because something else has happened elsewhere. But that said, we find that the people of Ireland are very generous, and anybody who has looked at the papers, who has been on, you know, watched television, been on the radio, even if you go on Facebook, you know, people are talking about the devastation in the Philippines, and people know that the need is extreme, and people will keep giving because they know that, you know, the money that is needed, the support that is needed is quite huge in order for the country to rebuild, but in order to save lives even in the next coming weeks and the next coming months. So I would like to believe that people will still give if they can, but I also think that that will not stop them from supporting the local charities that they support, because they have a heartfelt loyalty towards them, whether it is children's charities or cancer charities or homeless charities. You know, as people come to Christmas period, I think, you know, our hearts are usually towards those who need more than ourselves, and something like the Philippines will make us go that extra mile to give to the Philippines, but I'm hoping it won't make people give up that initial mile they were going to go to give to charities they were already committed to.
Okay, yeah, and as you said, the people of Ireland are always very, very generous to,
yes,
to give to charities, especially disasters like this.
Would,
yes, would you say this one is one of the biggest emergencies that we've seen?
Some of the people on the ground on arriving in the Philippines, some of the Christian Aid people said, and these are people who took part in helping in the tsunami,
yeah,
and also in Haiti when the earthquake happened, and came back saying it looked like they had been hit by both.
Yeah. My God.
It's that huge, yes.
Yeah.
So this is way bigger than the tsunami that happened in 2004 or Haiti, and those were really quite significant, devastating emergencies themselves. But this one, Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines, hit the country. The country was not prepared for it. The Philippines is a poverty-stricken country, so it's quite left a huge level of devastation. And the people who have survived have a lot to cope with. There's still people missing. There are thousands of people still missing, you know, and 5,000 reported dead, but about 1,600 are reported missing. You know, so they have to deal with the fact that they can't find their loved ones, and then they've lost everything, and they don't know where to start, you know. They're reporting people trying to rebuild houses from the debris in the cities, you know, but that's another challenge. I mean, the Philippines gets hit by typhoons a lot. So if you're rebuilding your house from debris, it won't stand the next typhoon. So the challenge they're facing is quite huge.
Yes, that's something people wouldn't think of, that if they're
yeah,
you know, if they're rebuilding, they should actually try and rebuild a stronger, sturdier,
yes, sturdier. Yes. And that is what our partners are trying to do. As soon as you get off the stage, this is what Christian Aid does in emergencies. There's the immediate response for the basic needs, you know, food, water, shelter, medical. And then after that, especially in a country like the Philippines that is prone to typhoons, how do you help people to rebuild stronger? How do you help them to be more resilient in responding and also adapting to situations like this where typhoons hit them? This was the 25th they had in 2003. So they've had 25 typhoons hit the country in 1 year. So what part of the emergency response is the immediate needs and the life-saving needs, and then the next phase is rebuilding, and rebuilding stronger and more resilient.
Okay, now, do you reckon this is going to go on for the aid? They're going to need aid, and they're going to need help for months or years, or is there a time span on this at all?
I would say years, at least. You know, I'd say a couple of years. If you look at the Philippines, not even the Philippines, the Haiti earthquake, the country is still rebuilding. This has been 3 years on now, but the country is still rebuilding. And, I mean, the Philippines typhoon was way stronger than the Philippines and left more devastation than what happened in Haiti. So I would say to take it a good couple of years for them to rebuild. The international support has been great, and hopefully it continues. You know, my worry would be a case where it's no longer a media story. And usually once it gets out of the papers, people tend to forget about it. So we're hoping that people will keep in mind, you know, whenever they can, to keep supporting the people in the Philippines to rebuild.
Okay, so we're going to have to keep people aware of this and keep them donating for,
yes,
the next few years. And in this day and age, it's not easy, but people will help.
People do help, John, and we greatly appreciate stations like yourselves who give us the opportunity to talk to people about this and keep people in their mind, because it goes a long way to getting people to remember. You know, sometimes you think of something like that and you go, oh, when I get paid next week, I should do something, or when I go home, I'll do something. And, you know, life happens and you forget about it. So being able to keep talking to people about, you know, the Philippines and the needs that are there, but also letting people know that the money that they have donated is making a difference. Help is getting to people, and it is saving lives, and we appreciate the donations.
Okay, and Do you want to give out how people can donate again?
Yes, please. If people want to donate online, they can go to christianaid.ie/emergencies and they'll find the Philippines emergency there. Or they can call the Christian Aid Dublin office on 01-611-0801.
Okay. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John.